future failures of America. I hope you're all prepared for tomorrow's big science fair. This year's theme is transportation.
I am ready with my project, my solar-powered audio-visual cart. I can go from zero to geek in 2.6 seconds. Look at me! I'm walking the machine!
I'm ready with my laser-powered boil lancer, because nobody should have to travel with an unlanced boil.
I ripped off, invented this high-tech robot decoy. That way, when the cops come, the robot will travel to jail instead of me.
I didn't do it.
And I'm ready with my totally souped-up mobile home. Because they can't take your home from you if it's on the move. Yeehaw!
I'm ready, and so are my clones. Because no one should have to travel alone.
Why didn't I finish my project? Why?
Don't you remember? Timmy, shouldn't you be working on your travel-related science fair project?
This is my travel-related science fair project. The effects of using cheat codes to win Decimator, crush the planet, and travel to the winner's circle!
I'm learning so much about travel.
Oh, right.
Not ready, eh, Turner? The only way you could even hope to be ready is if you received help from... Harry Gumpets! I'm watching you, Turner.
Look! A child in pain!
Where? Hey! There's no child in pain here! But there's going to be!
Cosmo! Wanda! You guys gotta get out of here before Gronker sees you!
Okay, but keep your auto-poofer with you! Once we leave, just push the little star, and you'll automatically be poofed back to your room!
Cool! But since I need to finish my science fair project fast, I wish I was at the greatest science lab in Damsdale! AJ's lab! Room. I can't use his stuff for my science project. He'll know I took his technology.
Well, maybe we should come with you.
Yeah, I'm great with science. Oh, wait, did I say science? I meant hula dancing. Hula belly, hula belly. Hula belly, hula hoo. Coconutty, coconutty. Everybody hula hoo.
The rules say you can't help me win a competition, so I'll have to do it myself. Okay, I wish I was in the greatest lab.
Go to Hawaii!
I'll get my lab coat.
Don't be like that, Goddard. It's just a simple tune-up. My new Jiffy Tuner will replace your old components by painlessly rearranging your subatomic structure. Oh, come on. As long as I'm here to monitor the molecular transmogrification, nothing can go wrong.
Whoa! Hey, why is everything so bulgy?
Ah, who cares? Look at all this amazing stuff!
I don't even know where to start! I've got to approach this in the most scientific manner possible. Eeny, meeny, miny! Excellent!
Now switch to sleep mode and it'll be over before you know it. Now I just install a tune-up disc. Oops! Slight plasma leak. Better get a mini laser. Hey! Who the heck are you?
I'm Loopy! I'm Loopy!
What are you doing? That thing's dangerous! Okay, give me that! How did you get in my lab anyway?
Ha! Your lab? Sorry, dude. I got dibs on this place. One of these gizmos is gonna win me first prize at the science fair.
Careful with that!
Look, Baron Von Bighead, get off my back, which is now bulgy.
Listen closely, Beaver Boy. Try to follow what I'm saying. Everything in this lab is mine. This helmet, this shrink ring, even this mini laser.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah. Ha! Sure's you're right. Hey, wait a minute. This isn't my mini laser.
to do that. Hey, where'd he go? Must have scared him off. Which means I finally got the greatest lab in the universe all to myself.
Timmy is an average kid that no one understands.
Compared to the stars, you'll buy candy bars. Rides a kid with a knack for invention.
If it's late when you begin with fairly
unknown, I'm a mechanical king.
This cool junk! I can totally smoke AJ with any one of these gadgets! Too tiny. Too hairy. Too cheesy. Oh man, it'll take forever to sort through all this stuff. I might never find the right science project. Whoa! A video game dog box! At last! Something that addresses basic human needs! Downloading Tune-Up? That's a stupid name for a game. It's a good thing I always carry a copy of Decimator Crush the Planet that I conveniently started carrying yesterday. Cool! I suddenly love science! 4%? Come on, download! Oh, come on, Turner. Be patient. You're a bulgy scientist now. But science requires discipline, perseverance, and above all, I'm bored. Hey, where'd I put my poofer? I guess this is my poofer. Hard to tell when everything looks so weird and bulgy. Oh, come on! First that selfish grabby kid poofs in here, and now you two? Is everybody wishing they were in the greatest lab in the universe?
This lab belongs to Jimmy.
Kyle, don't you see? This is Jimmy. Another experiment must have gone horribly wrong. This time he struck his own head.
My name's not Jimmy, it's Timmy.
You scientifically altered the first letter of your name?
Huh?
You maniacal genius!
Hey, I'll let you two hang out if you show me how to work this stuff.
We could do that.
Gee, no! Big Head and Jimmy said we should never touch his stuff.
Quiet, Carl. The small-headed are easily manipulated. This could be our chance to play with some of the cooler, slightly more dangerous experiments.
That I can use to win first prize in the science fair. Let's get experimental.
I love this new small-headed Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. I'm bad. I'm in the robot. I feel nauseous, but I'm bad!
Huzzah! Let evil doers beware the wrath of Guy in a Bubble Man!
Hey, where's my head of Jimmy go?
Small-headed Jimmy, are you okay?
My new bulgy skull might be cracked, but my new bulgy mind doesn't care! Let's do it again!
Wow! This new Jimmy puts the mental in experimental!
James Isaac Neutron! Look at this mess, honestly, Jimmy!
My name is Timmy! Timmy! I think people in your dimension use J instead of a T! Jeez, what a drit!
Oh, so now we're a Mr. Smarty Mouth! Well, that's it, young man! You're grounded!
Might I suggest a hypnobeam?
Ooh, excellent choice.
Didn't you hear me? I said you're a...
I can bend others to my will! Cool! You think that you're a mighty mom!
Quickly spinning around, Judy Neutron transforms herself into Mighty Mom! Super-powered defender of domestic order! My hyper-domestic senses detect dirt and danger and dirt! Vacuum-powered flying abilities activate! Whoosh. I'll clean that up.
I don't know, New Jimmy. Maybe this stuff is too dangerous. Aren't you worried that we're tampering with forces we can never hope to control?
Don't you mean tampering? No, I'm not. So, about this skateboard, I think I'm finally getting the hang of it.
Wow, look at small-headed Jimmy go!
Yeah, his lack of concern for the safety of himself and others is bold and refreshing.
Dust bunnies, surrender!
Yeah, Butter Biscuit, I can't tell. Is this a mole or just a scaly patch?
It's my faithful sidekick, Lint Boy.
It's Lint Man.
Into your spandex leotards, Lint Boy. We've got to scour this town of evil.
Your spandex? I get it. You want to play one of those special games, eh? All right, but let me chase you this time.
Behind the refrigerator and beyond!
All right, I'm coming right behind you, my mistress of meticulousness. Look at me, I'm flying!
She was tag team with Harriet Tubman.
Incoming!
Oh. That could have gone better.
Neutron, you dolt! Why don't you look where you're rocket boarding?
Hey, that's not Neutron. The head's too small.
And that overbite could crack open a sea turtle.
Hey!
Let me guess. You must be one of Neutron's online 3D chess club pals. Great! Just what this town needs, another big-brained chess geek.
Look! I said I was sorry!
Too late, Pawn to King, duh!
It wasn't my fault! The controls are very complicated!
Maybe to a hamster. Looks like all you have to do is press those studs with your feet.
Really? Woohoo! Look at me! I'm doing it! And not crashing into stuff! Although, I kind of miss the crashing into stuff. Hey, you're pretty smart. Want to help me with my science project?
You're asking for a girl's help? You actually value my opinion?
Sorta!
Careful, Cindy. It's a trick. I'll bet Neutron put him up to it.
No, I think he actually needs it.
Looking good, small-headed Jimmy.
Cindy, Libby, have you met new small-headed Jimmy? You can call him New Jimmy for short.
This isn't Jimmy. This is one of his friends. One of his much cooler, better-looking friends.
I love this universe.
Are you mad, woman? Look at his head. Tell her, small-headed Jimmy. Tell her how you shrunk your own living head.
I'm gonna go with what she said.
What's the most challenging part of 3D chess?
Trying to remember how that horsey thing goes?
You're so funny!
Hey, Jimmy, where are you going?
I think we just been flat left.
Oh, man! I hate new small-headed Jimmy!
Quick! To the mom lair!
And now you're talking. Hey! Okay, Mighty Mom! Your household Avenger! Open up! Lint Boy needs to recharge his power pack! You got it?
Player one, your future is cancelled!
Get down, boy! Get down!
Puking plutonium! My hands! My arms! My dip! It's gone! Where am I? That bucktooth kid must have used this to teleport me out of my own lab! I've got to get back to Goddard! If I'm not there to monitor his tune-up, the atomic transmutation could run wild! There's got to be some sort of instruction manual to this teleportation pen in here. No manual. No fish. No. Maybe under the bed.
Aloha, Timmy!
Timmy? Who's Timmy? I'm Jimmy, Jimmy Neutron. I'm not familiar with how you greet people in this dimension, but okay.
Scream all you want.
We're still gonna kick your butt at the science fair tomorrow.
Oh no, that kid isn't Timmy. His swirly, fudgy hair is way too perfect.
Worse, if he finds out that we're Timmy's fairies, we'll have to go away forever.
What are you?
I'm Cosmo.
And I'm Wanda.
And we're...
holograms, of course.
Hey, hands off the wife.
Oh, and capable of independent rational thought. You must have been programmed for super intelligence.
Did you hear that? He called me super intelligent. This looks like a job for my brain. Go ahead. Ask me something.
Why are you still talking?
Seven.
Hey, Timmy. Ready for school and the big science fair?
It's not Timmy. It's Jimmy. Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, sure it is, son. And I'm sure this amazing disguise has nothing to do with the fact that you don't want to go to school today because you didn't finish your science fair experiment. I remember the time when you wanted to avoid that math exam and you were Kent Quasar, and the time you didn't want to go to the dentist and you were Buzz Adams. Oh, that's rich.
I don't have time to do a science fair project, and I'm not Timmy.
Of course you're not. That's why we brought Not Vicky, your not babysitter, to not bring you to your not school.
Don't worry, Mr. Turner. I'll make sure Jimmy here gets to school safe and sound. As soon as I get this fake head off.
Aren't you going a little fast? You'll never stop in time at the velocity we're going.
Stopping? That's funny.
Different world, same physics.
Not Timmy!
You two! You gotta help me get back to my world and get that other kid back here.
We can't do that, Jimmy! Timmy's got a wish for it!
So you only respond to a voice command from a specific human frequency?
I still have no idea what you're saying. Kent Quasar didn't choke cats!
You seem to be able to alter your appearance and location at will.
Well, Timmy doesn't want anybody to know about us. We have to be careful.
That's probably because you're imperfect prototypes.
Well, she might not be perfect, but she's the one who said yes.
Oh. Hey!
Science fair? That means fellow scientists. Maybe one of them is smart enough to explain this dimension's technology.
Hey! It's Kent Quasar!
I'm not Kent Quasar.
Oh, right. Buzz Adams.
No, Jimmy Neutron.
Right. Nice new big head disguise, Timmy.
Didn't do your science fair project, huh? Huh?
No, I'm not Timmy. I'm Jimmy. Jimmy Neutron.
And I am not Sanjay. I am Yogi Bear. And I am smarter than the average bear.
Another reality avoidance costume, eh, Turner? Very well. Since you're clearly Timmy Turner, here's your daily F!
Ah! An F! It burns!
No, but that's not all. Plus, since you're Turner, you get the series of vicious beatings I had planned for you today. Hey, there's no skull in this fake head.
And there's still more!
You still have to do your science fair project, which you haven't even started.
I'm not Timmy Turner! And what do you mean he hasn't started yet? He invented this teleporting pen. He's a genius!
Dig in! Finger paint!
You are not the boss of me!
At last! At last! Fairies! Gigantic craniums, teleporting pens, children claiming to be smarter than the average bear? There's only one logical explanation for Turner's head becoming that large. Hey, God, parents! I knew it was only a matter of time before my diabolical transportation science fair caused one of those children to invent a device that I could use to teleport me to the legendary Fairy World! Home of Fairy Godparents! I must get that magic pen! Pen! I mean, fairies!
What am I doing back here? Oh no! Something's wrong with Goddard's molecular structure! These readings are off the scale! Maybe it responds to voice commands like Cosmo and Wanda!
Actually...
To Retroville! Why didn't it work? There's probably so much technology in this room, it's interfering with the teleporter! I should get farther away! To Retroville! Darn it! To Retroville!
Hey, your head looks smaller! What? I'm just trying to be supportive.
Llega me a Retroville!
Hola, Señor Fudgehead!
Hey, what's the deal with this thing? It only teleports me back to this room!
Sorry, amigo! It's specifically designed to teleport Timmy back to his room!
Ah, that's limited. Hey! A game buddy! If this pen's technology is as adaptive as you guys are, I should be able to combine it with this so I can teleport anywhere! Even home! Retroville! Oh, right! I'm out of here!
You're not going anywhere, Turner. Now that I have this magic pen, I am!
Magic? Are you nuts? There's no such thing as magic.
You're not fooling me, Turner. No magic, eh? Then what do you make of this?
Genius!
Tell me more about your interest, Timmy Turner. What makes you tick?
Stuff makes me tick. Junk makes me tick, too. But wicked awesome stuff, that's what really makes me tick.
Incredible! The technology you're talking about must be on the cutting edge of the very latest scientific paradigms.
You talk funny.
Smile-headed Timmy, come quickly!
God, it's gone berserk!
You have to fix everything just like you used to when you had a big head.
What are you talking about?
Come see for yourself!
Heal, boy, stay! Stay! Good giant mechanical guy. Good. Stay.
Wow, cool! The dog box became the decimator. It took a long time to download, but I think it paid off.
You mean you did this?
Well, it is my game.
You designed software too? Timmy, you're amazing.
Jimmy, do something! Your dad's about to get stabbed!
Aw, oh, relax. It's just a harmless game. Besides, at this level, Decimator is so slow you'd have to stand absolutely still for him to get you.
Does your game have a lot of cool features?
Basically, Decimator locks onto moving targets. Then, every time he defeats a player, he gets bigger.
Show me how to play!
Me next!
Look, guys, you're cramping my style, which apparently I have in this universe. I think Cindy actually likes me.
Yeah!
Help! Me! Call my mom! Me!
See you guys later. Me and Cindy are gonna try out some more science projects. Ready, Cindy?
You bet. I may be sick.
Oh, it's okay, Libby. You can be new best friends with us.
I may be sicker.
Don't worry, kids. Everything is under control.
Player one, decimated. Player two, your future is canceled.
Let's get my video camera.
Shane, no! It's up to us to stop it. Jimmy's gone, new Jimmy's useless, and Cindy's acting like a complete snob. I mean, what's up with that?
Tell me about it, girlfriend.
You're right, Libby. It's up to us, which is why I have formulated a bold plan. To the emergency space pods!
Why don't we just go after the dog?
That works, too.
So, Dr. Mildew, once again, I've foiled your insidious plan.
You were right, Cindy. Mutating stuff is fun.
And easy, once you know how. Just remember, the left button is for animal DNA, the right button is for plants and some algaes.
Cool! You're the smartest girl I've ever talked to.
Really?
Well, not a lot of girls talk to me, so yeah!
Timmy, I think we may be ready to take our relationship to the next level.
You mean, like, spin the bottle?
No, mind phone. I want to hear your deepest, most personal thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Two, decimated. Player three, decimated. Players four, five, and six, your future is canceled.
D equals 2 pi r, diaphanous. D-I-A-P.
Some things that fly, there be. Birds, ours, the bumblebee.
Gee, Cindy, your thoughts are smart and pretty.
Let's try you.
I'm not really a hat person.
Hello and welcome to Celebrity Steel Cage Monkey Boxing.
Say, Cindy, you'd still like me even if I weren't smart, wouldn't you?
Of course not. But it's irrelevant because you're the smartest, most sensitive, most honest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, I got it going on, I guess.
Gangways!
Small-headed Jimmy! Got it still berserk!
Guys, I told you, there's nothing to be scared of. Decimator is a completely harmless video game. It even got a triple G rating.
Triple G!
For a gratuitous gut-wrenching gore fest. The game is out of control. I gotta get back home so Cosmo and Wanda can help. Where did I put my pooper?
He gave his life to save us. I won't let his sacrifice be in vain.
I am gonna have to punish that dog. I'm gonna need a really big newspaper. Yeah, I'll wait till Sunday.
Oh, man! Can't take these fumes much longer! I wish I could see Cindy one more time! I never got a picture of her to prove to my friend she really exists!
Timmy, can you read me? Are you okay?
Cindy, where are you? And do you have a digital camera and a computer that can send a picture to a parallel universe?
No. I managed to tap into your mini laser's transmission frequency.
You mean that's not my poofer? But I'm gonna be dipped in acid!
Try using the mini laser to cut through that rail you're hanging from.
of sugar could dissolve all of Retroville. Just look what it did to my molars.
Shut it.
Sorry.
Timmy, we're out of time. You'll never make it to the core. You've got to think of something. Try having a brain blast.
Oh, what?
A sudden burst of intuitive insight. Something that'll save our butts now.
I don't know what she's talking about, but she's counting on me. Gotta think. Think. I'm bored again. I wish I could just pop the disc out and quit before I lose, just like I do at home. Quitting always works.
Timmy, that's it. If you can disconnect the drive, the game will shut down.
New player, you have dared to challenge Decimator. Your future is canceled.
Find the green terminal box and pull the red switch inside. Got it.
She's arming his rocket.
Timmy, get that box open.
You can do it, New Jimmy! Use your giant teeth!
Woohoo! Yes! Victory is mine! Who says quitters never win? I'm the king of the... Whoa!
Too bad about Jimmy's dad, though.
Green leftovers, my one weakness. Quick, Limp Boy, help me reach my utility belt.
No, not tonight, Sugar Booger. Limp Boy needs to spend time in his fortress of iodine.
Door closed. Strength returning. Mighty Mom lives!
I'll clean that up.
Could do it?
You don't fool me for one second, Timmy. I'm smart enough to see through your little shammy sham.
Huh? What are you talking about?
You let yourself be eaten. You made it seem like you didn't know what you were doing. You created this whole crisis just so I could solve it. Well, for your information, mister, I think that was unbelievably sweet.
Ah, girls! Who's up for a group hurl?
Hey, got it shrinking!
Program is rebooting. He should be his old self again.
Woohoo! Yes, good job, Goddard! Way to go!
Look, something's coming up on his screen.
Calling Goddard. Can you hear me? Come in, boy. My readings indicate that your bio signs are back to normal.
Hey, it's that kid!
It's Neutron!
But I thought that...
Then you're not!
Everything I know is a lie!
Hey, what are you doing in Fairy World?
Well, some lunatic sucked me into your computer simulation.
What lunatic?
Finally, I'm in! I've made it to the legendary Fairy World! They said it didn't exist! They said I was crazy, and I am! Crazy like a guy who was right about Fairy World! I think I'll take the VIP tour!
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, welcome to Fairy World's VIP tour!
Excuse me, are you a human?
No, I'm an imp! Would anyone but an imp wear a hat this stupid? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Then welcome aboard. On with the tour.
You brought Mr. Crocker to Fairy World? What kind of genius are you?
You scrambled my dog's atoms and let a girl in my lab? What kind of genius are you?
Back off, Neutron. Timmy here has already saved the day and saved your dog in half the time you would have.
Look, I need you to...
Oh, like I care about what you need. As long as my dog's okay, we're done.
And that's the Fairy Academy, where fairies train to become fairy godparents.
Fire! That's okay, we're here to learn.
And over there is the Fairy Armory, where we store every magical fairy weapon known to fairies. It's the only place in Fairy World that, in case of an emergency, has its own power supply.
Any questions?
I have a question. Let's say I was this human. If I somehow stole that magical weaponry, would I be able to say, force the unconditional surrender of Fairy World and demand that you make me king of all fairies?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you were evil enough to destroy the big wand. That's what powers all our magic wands. If you took that out, we'd have to surrender. But since there's no chance of that, let's talk about the exciting world of crowns.
Thank you for your very informative tour! The fairy armory! Just think of the fairy havoc I can wreak with these fairy weapons! Fairies!
Crocker's gone!
That means I'm stuck here? I gotta get that teleportation device and get out of here! Can this get any worse?
If by worse you mean somebody's knocking over the big one, then yes!
I knocked over the big wand!
Please! Magic or not, I am still powerful enough to defeat you with my special brand of fairy justice! Woof! Woof, woof! Bark, bark, woof! I will defeat you! After I defeat this evil stump of a tail!
What's wrong with you guys?
Oh, he's cut off our supply of magic!
That's right! I'm in charge here now! Get ready to make me a king!
If we're going to get that teleportation pin, now's my chance.
Hey! What are you doing?
Making an electromagnet! By wrapping this wire tightly around this metal crown and attaching it to this power source, I can create an electromagnetic coil! Ready? Voila! Thank you, electromagnetic valence bonding! Good luck with your new king!
Wait! Fudgehead! You can't leave us! Crocker's gonna...
Zap the memory? Wipe the C drive? So what? Your computer programs, you're not really real, right?
If we weren't real, could I do this? Or this? Or could I do this?
Cosmo! Wanda! Finally!
Timmy! You have to stop him! He's gonna let Crocker wipe our C drive, whatever that means! And I like to wipe my own stuff!
How many times do I have to tell you, you aren't real?
Yes! Yes, they are! They are real!
What do you mean, real? They're holograms! All of this is a big computer game! Why do you care so much about them? Goddard?
Of course! Goddard! He's computerized, isn't he? Well, Cosmo and Wanda are as real to me as Goddard is to you! Look, I'm sorry I broke into your lab. I'm sorry I almost broke Goddard.
What about the girl in my lab?
I'm sorry about that, too.
Hey!
Play along, Toots. Jimmy, you have to save Cosmo and Wanda. They're my best friends. You have to!
Oh, fiddlesticks! How could I miss that? I was aiming for his big fake head!
Do something, Fudgehead! Do something! Fudgehead!
Oh, they're really upset. Maybe these are more than just holograms. That means if they disappear, they're gone for good. I can't let that happen. I've got to do something. But what? Come on, think. Think!
Hey, Timmy, are you ready for the big science fair?
Do what you can to stall Crocker. I'll be right back.
Oh, no! Fudgehead left us! I always knew you couldn't trust a Fudgehead!
I need raw, uncompromised technology, and fast! Silicone and test tubes. I missed that smell.
laser.
A fully equipped double wide and presto. I take care of one little detail.
Ah, the Fairy Capital Building. It looks so beautiful and so not ruled by me. We'll have to fix that.
Freeze, sucker.
Hey, I should force them to make me their king. Maybe I'll have a court jester. I hope he tells jokes and not riddles. Jokes have punchlines. You better have punchlines!
Well, okay. But only because you asked.
You again. That fake-headed robot suit might intimidate some other people, but you're still going down, and then I'm going to give you an F minus!
No one gives Jimmy Neutron an F!
Say goodbye, Timmy Turner.
How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not Timmy Turner.
Technically, he's not even Jimmy Neutron.
Pay no attention to the fairies operating the Fudgehead suit.
Fairies! Ordinarily, this would be a good thing, but... Turner! Where'd he go?
Red to red, blue to blue.
Dust to dust! Put that down, Turner. Now...
Oh, I don't understand. Why isn't it powering up? I knew it wasn't plugged in.
All right there, Turner! Prepare for a smaller head!
Move, Jimmy! Move! Ha-ha!
You can! You can trust a Fudgehead!
Woohoo! Woohoo, yay, and we all you want, little fairies. I'll still have the last laugh. Once you're out of the way, I'll blow that big wand out of existence.
Oh? I don't think so. Say hello to my big glowing friend.
Hey, that's my big glowing friend!
Fair using magic against me.
I don't know if I believe in magic, but I do believe in virtual programming. Time to override your hard drive.
I surrender. Enough.
No, it is not enough. Get ready, tiny human, as I shred your memory to bits with my muscular canine teeth.
Yeah!
And if you look to your left, you'll see a puny adult human male being shredded by a buff magical schnauzer and having his internal organs rearranged.
Jimmy, you did it!
And not a hair out of place.
Well, I couldn't let anything happen to my new virtual pals, could I?
Timmy!
Cindy?
Nerdtron?
Crab cakes!
Oh, don't worry, boy. All I have to do is reverse the polarity and I can get back home.
Yeah, I can handle this. He's so smart! I wish we were both back in our own hometowns!
Wish? What's wishing gonna do? Jimmy Neutron, boy genius.
Timmy Turner, boy!
Thanks for saving my dog.
Thanks for saving my,
fairy programs?
Sure, fairy programs! Sorry, I was such a jerk.
No problem. We geniuses have to stick together.
Between you and me, I'm not really all that smart.
I know. I kind of figured that out when I saw all the F's.
Never forget you, Timmy Turner! Never! Wait for me! Wait for me!
Cindy, I know you've been through a lot the past few hours, but,
get out of my lab!
Well, children, since Mr. Crocker lost his memory, apparently in some sort of bizarre schnauzer incident...
Schnauzers! No! No!
I'll be judging the science fair tonight!
Woo! Well, Crocker lost, Goddard safe,
and I met a nice young man with fudgy hair. Not a bad way to spend the day.
But I never got my science fair project done. I'm still gonna get an F.
Timmy, where's your science fair project?
Well, I, you see, I...
Look! It is a flying hound of robotic descent!
Why didn't you think of that?
Hey, I'm just one of 11 guys.
I knew I'd figure out that teleportation device sooner or later.
Timmy! What an astounding project! You get an A and first prize! You're clearly smarter than AJ or his clones!
Thanks, boy genius.
Don't mention it, average kid who no one understands.
Is that Timmy? Timmy? Hi! Tell him I said hi.
Get